It's Check on Stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a partly sunny day, scattered thunderstorms by this afternoon, low 80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. Two people declined medical attention after their plane went down near the Walter J. Caldaza Airport in Great Barrington. Two people declined the attention after the plane went down in a cornfield on Sunday on property adjacent to the airport behind 146 Hurlbut Road, according to the Great Barrington Police Department. An instructor, a student, were traveling north to southeast and a Piper PA-22-150 were trying to land on the airport's runway when they were having engine troubles, according to the police. They missed the runway and attempted to circle back when their plane went down into the cornfield. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating that incident. In a story in the Republican American over the weekend, quote, "We can't continue on as gear always has," end quote. "As time changed, so must Canaan staple." That comes from the director of Gear Village, Kevin O'Connell, during a recent interview with the Republican American. Toward that end, the outpatient physical therapy office operated by Michael Mangini that had been housed at a section of the nursing home recently was closed. The pharmacy is no longer run in-house, but's contracted out to Hemlock Pharmacy of Meriden. O'Connell said once Hemlock secures the necessary license, it will be able to serve the entire tri-state community. Gear is also selling off the 20 apartments it owns on two different compounds and several small houses, noting that when they were first purchased, it was thought they would be occupied by employees, but very few employees live in those residences. By the way, Gear has received a certificate of need for a $2.2 million state grant through July 2023 to build a new nursing home on land north of the present location. The nursing home, which opened in 1970, is a tired building, according to O'Connell. Gear can make investments and may need a large partner to help with the rebuilding and the costs of construction. Some big vote coming up for Kent voters in the next several months. The Board of Finance has agreed to recommend sending two large expenditures to an upcoming referendum. Taxpayers will be asked to approve spending $200,000 for a school resource officer at Kent Center School and an additional $100,000 for emergency medical staffing costs that are expected to be exceeding the current budgeted turnout amount. Now, speaking about resident troopers, are resident troopers worth the cost? Area towns are assessing that value associated with police coverage in the state of Connecticut. Is the state resident trooper program worth its price? It depends on who you ask. In 2015, Norfolk got rid of its resident trooper program because town leaders decided it was becoming too expensive at that time. Then Governor Daniel Malloy was proposing municipalities pay 100% of the cost of the program, up from 70%. Norfolk had a population of about 1,600 residents and a crime rate that was barely a blip on the screen. Just 13 offenses, nonviolent, reported in 2020 in the latest statistics. But that could be changing. Norfolk First Selectman Matthew Riska said there's been little or no discussion in town about bringing a resident trooper back until recently. Two incidents, a home invasion in June and the rape of a jogger in July, have some residents wondering if it would be safer with a trooper designated to just Norfolk. Patrol troopers from Troop P Gainet, about 12 miles away, are responsible for incident Norfolk at no additional cost to taxpayers. Having a resident trooper program again will be discussed during the next budget season, according to Risker. He's looking into how much the program would cost. The Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire has announced they have welcomed Carol Bosco Moundman as executive director. Her chief interests include nature and wildlife, oceans, growing food, and empowering people and communities. She's lived in Housatonic with her husband, her cats and dogs since 1996. The current projects that they handle include the Windrush Commons, a 49-unit affordable housing complex under construction at 910 Main Street, Great Barrington, as well as a small business technical assistance programs, which to date has mentored and assisted nearly 50 small business owners and entrepreneurs in Berkshire County. In 2021, Bentley Apartments was completed providing 45 new affordable housing units for low to moderate income individuals and families in the Berkshires. Some meetings going on in our towns this week in Sharon. The Board of Education meets today and the American Rescue Plan Act has a meeting at 4:30. Sharon Housing Authority meets tomorrow at 5 p.m. The Board of Finance tomorrow at 6. next. Conservation Commission meets on the 21st at 6:30. In Salisbury tonight at 6:30, Planning and Zoning Commission meets. Coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the Democratic Town Committee. At 6:30, a special planning and zoning meeting. Coming up on Wednesday at 5:30, Salisbury Economic Development Commission. At 6 p.m., the Salisbury Affordable Housing Subcommittee will have a special meeting. In North Canaan on the 22nd, Inland Wetlands Monthly Meeting at 7. In Falls Village tonight at 6 o'clock, special meeting of the Board of Selectmen, and then at 6:30, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen with the Board of Finance. The American Rescue Plan Act fund distribution will be discussed. Coming up on the 22nd, the Planning and Zoning will have a regular meeting. In Cornwall coming up tomorrow, Board of Selectmen have a meeting via Zoom, and then on Wednesday at 4:15, the Board of Education meeting via Zoom. In Kent, the Park and Recreation has their regular meeting tonight at 7. Inland Wetlands tonight at 7. The Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Town Hall. In Dover, the Planning Board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock. And in Dover, the Planning Board meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,822.42, the NASDAQ at 11,448.40, and the S&P 500 starts off the day today at 3873.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.